It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Friday, 5 o'clock. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. Russell LeBaire coming to you live this afternoon from Food City, right across from West Town Mall, Morrell Road. We are presented by our friends at Terrapin Beer Company. You can check them out online, terrapinbeercompany.com. TerrapinBeer.com. No need for the company. Why overcomplicate it? Go check it out. Find where you can locate Terrapin Beers. I know you got some right here at Food City. Get your growler filled up. Get one of the IPA survival kits. Get you through the weekend and Thanksgiving as well. Come out and see us. We're here till 6 p.m. in West Knoxville as the sun starts to set. Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by our friends at FanDuel. Tennessee Athletics Director Philip Fulmer has tested positive for the coronavirus and is self-isolating. He announced this earlier this morning in a tweet. Coach Fulmer, 70 years old, said he's, quote, feeling fine and is asymptomatic. He said he initially tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday and that a second test confirmed the diagnosis. Says he's feeling fine and will continue to work remotely while adhering to CDC and local health department guidelines. Tennessee plays tomorrow night against Auburn, 7 p.m. ESPN down on the Plains. Get well soon, Coach Fulmer. Number two, Tennessee guard Jordan Bowden's NBA dreams may be set to come true despite going undrafted in the draft Wednesday. The Brooklyn Nets signing him to an Exhibit 10 contract with an invite to their training camp. Exhibit 10 deals are one-year contracts for the league minimum salary. The deals come with an optional bonus of up to $50,000 if the player doesn't make it in camp but is assigned to the team's G League affiliate. So good luck to Jordan Bowden, the Hornet. Carter Hornet, make good.
He's one of my all-time favorite Tennessee players. Knoxville kid, just a great kid.
Finished his four-year college career, posting career averages of 13.7 points, 4 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game, 38.3 shooting per game. Of course, long body, good range, plays good basketball IQ, plays it the right way.
Can play above the rim.
Yes.
His junior year, he had some dunks that I think are all-time in Tennessee history. That just one at Vanderbilt.
Fantastic athlete.
Reached back and tomahawked it.
Yeah. Well, number three, Coach Fulmer, not the only college football figure with a positive coronavirus test today. Miami coach Manny Diaz announcing on Twitter that he's tested positive and will continue to work with his team virtually. He says he's self-isolating and feeling good overall. Number 12 Hurricane scheduled game against Georgia Tech on Saturday has already been postponed earlier this week because of COVID issues inside Miami's program, which apparently now extend to their head coach.
Would that be a good spot for Freeze if he stay, if he decided to go ACC? Did you see him bringing the U
Miami
back?
Oh, yeah.
You think his spiel would work down there, his shtick?
Yeah, probably. I think it would work really well. But, I mean, Diaz has those guys playing pretty good, right? They're five?
Got a decent quarterback.
Number 12 in the country, man. So,
King.
I don't think Manny Diaz going anywhere. Chip Lindsey, by the way, a Troy coach who is – bandied about with the coordinator job here before he got that job. He also testing positive for the virus, and he will not be with his team, Troy, when they play Middle Tennessee this week.
Hanging out with college kids kind of puts you in a higher risk category, doesn't it? For catching it.
I would imagine so. Number four, the Cincinnati game this week. Bearcats number 7 in the country, quietly having a nice year. They were supposed to play
Fickell.
Did Butch Jones ruin the Cincinnati tree for us? Like, we can't go there, right? Luke Fickell, that's not going to be
I don't know why we couldn't.
Go defense again, a Big Ten guy, Midwest guy. We need to have some sort of Southern ties, right? I don't know. Maybe not. Urban Meyer didn't have any. Yeah, Urban Meyer and Nick Saban have done well in the SEC without having real Southern roots. I know some people, you consider West Virginia Southern roots?
No.
Saban, and not
those
really,
right? They're Hill Jacks.
Anyway, Cincinnati's game against number 25 Tulsa has been moved again in shuffling of the American Athletic Conference football schedule. Bearcats and Golden Hurricanes now set to play December 12th, a week before the planned date of the conference championship game. So Cincinnati mowing them down. And finally, number five recruiting news. I saw where Ohio State against the number one ranked prospect in the country yesterday, quarterback Quinn Ewers, I believe. Ewers? Committed to Ohio State. Gives the Buckeyes the number one ranked prospect three recruiting classes in a row now. So he's a 2022 kid. They had Julian Fleming last year, Jack Sawyer this year, and Quinn Ewers, quarterback, this year.
Yeah.
They're doing good. They got it rolling up there, no doubt about that. That is your top five at five, ladies and gentlemen. It is brought to you by our good friends at FanDuel.
Yeah. FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, you got to go get that spread the love bet.
Tennessee's game against Auburn this Saturday was already big, Russ. But it's about to make the stakes even bigger. FanDuel Sportsbook is adding to the action with a special spread the love line boost. For every 250 fans who bet on Tennessee to cover, FanDuel will move the point spread by 1 point in UT's favor. So as long as we keep betting, the more points Tennessee keeps getting. And best of all, FanDuel will pay you based on whatever the line is at kickoff, so you don't have to wait to get in on the action. So if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, just look for the Spread the Love market to place your bet. And if you've been holding out, what are you waiting for? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. 21 and present in Tennessee. To participate, you must wager in designated crowdfunding market. Maximum wager is $50. Payout at minus 110 issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Terms apply. For problem gambling support, please call 1-800-889-9789.
All right, Bear.
Back to you, Russ.
You know what time it is.
Oh, God.
Five things.
I don't have anything to write them down with.
I want to see. Don't worry. I've got them written down.
Of course you do.
Five things I want to see tomorrow. Tennessee takes on Auburn down on the plains. Number one. Most importantly, I just want to see an inspired effort. I'm tired of seeing dull, uninspired, flat, boring football. I just want to see a team looks like they want to be out there, even if they lose.
Okay.
Just fight. Can you fight? Show some fight for me. That's what I want to see out there. I'm tired of seeing us just lay down. What happens when adversity hits? You going to fight back or are you going to fold? Past couple of weeks, we folded faster than Superman on laundry day. I want to see a team that has some fight. Number two, a plan at quarterback that makes sense. I know I said this the last couple of times. We haven't seen a plan that makes sense. We played so conservatively the past two ball games against Arkansas and Alabama. Like, what are we doing, man? Are we playing college football in 2020, or are we just pretending that it's 1962? If you're going to play Garantano, run your offense. If you're not going to run your offense, play Bailey. I mean, what are we doing here? I can hand off to Eric Gray and Ty Chandler all day. Show me a quarterback plan that makes sense, please. Number three, I want to see a defense like the end of last year. Remember last year, like, our defense wasn't very good most of the year, but then it just started to click. It started to click towards the end of the year. And that Missouri team that we play, they're very good, and we held them, what, 17 points?
Yeah.
Kentucky, we held them down.
Yeah.
We held Vanderbilt down. We played good, solid, fundamentally sound
We saw it, but Thule.
Modern defense. Yeah, and we had better defensive linemen, for sure. And Nigel Warrior helped as well. I want to see that, though. We've had plenty of time. We had extra week of practice again. Listen, if you can't get pressure, I get that. We don't have Daryl Taylor out there this year, but at least have guys in the position to make the play. I want to see defense like at the end of last year. I don't think that's too much to ask for. Number four, a sideline with a pulse. You see Jeremy Pruitt over there the past couple of games. He's got his mask on, like, the look in his eye, like he's sedated.
Yeah, you don't want to be either.
Somebody hit him with a tranquilizer dart or something before that. It's like, dude, you're making $4 million a year. This is SEC football. This is a TV, man. People are watching. You act like you want to be here. Just act like it. If you don't want to be here, that's fine. Could you act? Could you pretend? Could you do that for us?
You're too much of an imposition since we're paying you almost $4 million a year.
A sideline with a pulse. And number five, I want to see young players who look like they've been developed. I keep hearing about Jalen Hyatt, Malachi Wideman, Keyshawn Lawrence, these young players, Omari Thomas. I keep hearing about, oh, they've had good practice. It's been a weird year, but they're coming along. We're going to play them. We're going to include them a little bit. Okay. Then you put them out there. I'm assuming that you've been coaching. I assume they've been practicing and just been hanging out in quarantine the past couple of, like, let's see some improvement. Let's see some guys that look like they're college players now. We're six games in. They've had plenty of time to practice.
Sure.
They should be at least competent by now, if not dominant. At least look like they know where to line up, know what they do. Players that look like they've been developed. Those are the five things, Barrett. One, an inspired effort. Two, a plan at quarterback that makes sense. Three, a defense like we saw at the end of last year. Four, a sideline with a pulse. And five, young players that look like they have been developed. I don't feel like that's too much to ask for. I feel like I'm setting the bar very, very high here, man. I mean, that's like
I'm going to predict an ofer when we get back together on Monday.
If this were the limbo,
this is going to be an ofer, Russ.
If this were the limbo, the bar would be at like 6 feet right now, man. Anybody could clear that bar.
This is
my final
be an
score, my pick. I'm with you, Bear. I don't think we're gonna be meeting Monday saying that we hit these things. I'm taking Auburn 31-17.
Really?
Yeah. Two touchdowns. That's not a shellacking, but that is.
Why are you stopping them at 31?
Because I don't think they're that explosive offensively.
Did you see them play against LSU?
Yeah. I mean, LSU's terrible this year. We would have beaten LSU if we played
you
LSU.
So?
If we had played LSU the third week of the season instead of Georgia, we would have been 3-0. We'd have beat their brains in.
I don't know.
Now our confidence is shot, and our players are sick of Pruitt, and so they've mailed it in. But at that point, they were still bought in because they were winning.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we'd beat LSU this year. I think we may be.
But we wouldn't
as
now.
Them.
Yeah, we wouldn't now. If we had played them the third week of the season
instead of
Georgia,
we can't exploit their big weakness.
Their big weakness is everything. And nothing good.
The back
What's their strength?
What's ours?
We don't have one.
Well, they don't have the defense like Georgia does. I mean, we would have lined up and ran it, and Garantano would have. We would have beaten LSU. I mean, come on.
I don't think we would have.
No.
Russ.
No?
No.
No.
We don't throw down the field enough.
Well,
I'll tell you, that's how they're getting
we
their
don't
brains
now,
beat,
but at the beginning of the year, we did until Garantano's second pick six. Yes, we ran a very balanced offense that attacked throwing the ball down the field. After that second pick six, the entire complexion of the season changed because Chaney and Pruitt have just not – they lost all their confidence in him at that point. And we up until then, yes, we were very balanced. We were taking shots downfield. Run and play action, very balanced.
If you say so, Russ.
I'm not saying so. It's what it is.
Eh.
What do you mean? How can you disagree? Do I have to go back and show you the numbers? What was Garantano against South Carolina? Like 17 of 31? I think we threw the ball 31 times and ran it like 40 times. I mean, that's balance. That's what
Russ.
We thought. We are now, yes. We are now.
Missouri hadn't found their quarterback when we played them.
No.
In South Carolina, I mean – I think us, South Carolina, and LSU were interchangeable on any given Saturday. I think Vanderbilt may be right up there with us. We're the four worst teams in the conference. I mean, hate to bring everybody down on a Friday afternoon, but
gee,
that's where we're at. We suck.
Take the rusty blade away from Bear right now. Anything else you want to share with us before we go to break, Professor Positive?
No. What mountain is that over uplifting there in the distance?
Why, you think about going and jumping off it?
I've just always wondered.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. What are your thoughts? 865-546-8200. We throw a lot at you there in the first segment of this last final hour of the week. 546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me hotline. Back with more after this.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio.
It's going to be the day.
Russell LeBaire back with you. Are you. Trey's not here. Somebody's got to sing. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
You going to serenade us?
Yeah.
I mean, this has been a very eventful week on the show, I got to say.
What else happened?
You fell asleep on the air.
Oh, how long are you going to keep hammering on that one?
Oh, forever. I mean, that's a Mount Rushmore moment of the show, as far as I'm concerned. If you're waiting for me to forget, like it's the day where we don't talk about that anymore, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You're just going to have to live with that one, my friend. Yesterday, you're jumping off the Freeze bandwagon because of some dumbass message board post you read somewhere.
Man, I've got to tell you, man, I really don't appreciate you throwing off on my man Geraldo.
Classic moment. Classic moment.
I think you're a little out of line. I think you owe him an apology. You guys usually very well thought out posts he makes.
Desmond Oliver on the show this time yesterday was fantastic.
He was next level incredible.
Got everybody fired up.
Yeah.
Westchester and his mullet have left the premises, ladies and gentlemen.
That thing is bleach blonde, like trailer park bleach blonde.
By the way, you still have... we're here for another 40 minutes. Come by and participate in this socially distanced Engel Cooler giveaway. All you have to do is download the Terrapin Beer Company app and then scan the QR code. Almost got it. And you will be automatically registered.
How do I know this and you don't?
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's just not sticking. Yeah, certain stuff, like you get, no matter how many times you see it, it just doesn't register in your brain.
And I was like that when you were doing live reads for like the first 3 years I was on the show. Remember those days? When I interrupt you in the middle of a live read?
Yeah, that was nice. I'm sure the sponsor's really kind of like you're doing right now.
Yeah.
So come on out and get registered for the Engel Cooler giveaway, Terrapin Beer Company. We appreciate their support of the show. While you're here, stop by and get a growler fill like several of you guys have. Or a pickup. They got the Recreation Ale 12 packs. We've got the IPA Survival Kit, which are fantastic. That's what I'm working my way through. And then all kinds of stuff on draft in here as well. So come by and support Terrapin Beer Company. Show them some love for their support of all things Fan Run. What do you think, Drew Nicholson? Did I miss anything? Highlights of the show? I mean, it had several great moments on the show this week.
Trey wants to take you for a test drive.
That was pretty damn funny.
That was...
that was so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
We got to revisit that one.
Very attractive to the ladies. Very attractive to the dudes as well, evidently. I'll take it. I just want to be loved. I don't really care by who. Oh man.
What was the highlight of your week, Drew?
Probably you going over Geraldo's Vol Nugs.
You like that more than him falling asleep. That was pretty outstanding.
I hadn't laughed that hard like maybe in 10 years. Like I like literally had tears coming down my face as you were telling me that.
That is not the first time I've fallen asleep on the show. That's the first time I've ever been caught asleep on the show. Throwing it out there. Yeah.
I don't think that's anything to brag about,
Bear. One other time, or is this like a regular occurrence?
It's happened two other times. Once was when I was wearing sunglasses in studio, and Chance actually was back when Chance was the producer to the Stars on the Drive. And he actually texted me. He's like, dude, are you asleep? I was like, no.
The consummate professional.
It's not like I don't work like 80 or 90 hours a week. Chronically missing sleep, Russ. I mean, you shouldn't feel bad. I give it 110.
Can we go back to the phones now before our audience gets put to sleep?
Oh, sure.
ZR is up next on the G3 Russ Help Me Hotline. Hello, ZR.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Doing good. We're at the drunk tank, kicking back. We got some drunk beer going on. We got some drunk popcorn cooking. We're going to have some drunk pizza later.
Pizza, popcorn, and beer. I mean, the life's three most important food groups right there at ZR.
It is. And it's very enjoyable. Are y'all looking for this game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Tennessee football game. We only get 10 of them this year, maybe 11, I guess, if we go to some middling bowl game. So I'm going to sit back with a cold terrapin and just try to enjoy it as best I can, CR. I mean, what can I say? I'm not ripping my shirt off, fired up about it, if that's what you're asking. But it's Tennessee football. It's what I'm planning my day around tomorrow.
Who's starting quarterback tomorrow?
Jeremy Pruitt will not say. That'll be a game time decision.
Who's going to be the head coach tomorrow?
It'll be Jeremy Pruitt. What do you mean? Who's going to be the head coach tomorrow?
Have they already started a search?
No, they've got a head coach right now. ZR, what are you doing?
I mean, look at him. We got Roly Poly up there in this press box calling plays that don't work.
You got Kevin Kyle. I mean, they got Roly Poly. It seems like a cheap shot.
Cheap shot.
Huh. It's a cheap shot. You call him Roly Poly. The man's got a weight problem. What do you want? Hey, ZR, I've seen some of those knuckleheads you hang out with down at the drunk tank. I don't think people in glass houses ought to be throwing stones, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, it's hilarious. You know, it really is. How many points are Auburn going to put on us tomorrow?
I'm predicting 31.
And Tennessee's going to have 38?
I'm predicting 17.
Oh. Things don't sound too good. Well, I just got one thing for you. It's all the same. Only the coaches have changed. Another year, Florida blows us away. Orlando plays where the sheep are sold. We drive all night to the Citrus Bowl.
Why do you laugh at that? Why do you think that's funny?
What the hell was that?
Point, man.
That guy, I've been laughing at that guy for like 25 years, dude. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
That's awful. That's
what
just
was
awful.
That?
I believe that was Bon Jovi. Dead or alive.
Man, that guy's got some legendary, legendary story stunts he's pulled.
Bon Jovi, never been a big fan.
Met Ray Mears with a Mr. Wrestling number one mask on.
Who, Bon Jovi?
No, ZR.
What are you talking about? Like, what? No, man, after a little Runaway, that's the only Bon Jovi song I can rock out.
Runaway?
To. Yeah.
That was a good song.
Richie Sambora when he starts doing that falsetto at the end.
I thought that was Johnny Boy.
I don't know. Maybe. I always thought it was... Who was it?
Johnny.
That was John? Oh. Really?
Hell no, I can't hit that anymore.
Oh. Incorrected. My 80s hair rock trivia this afternoon. Let's get Jamie in here next. Good afternoon, Jamie. You're on the drive.
Russ, we laugh at that to keep from crying, brah. You think you'd know that by now.
I mean, he's trying to hit some of those high notes. I thought I was going to start crying. That or bleeding from the ears.
I mean, that's the only reason I do. It's because, you know, the last 10 years, you know, it's funny, Russ. I've been listening the last three or four days in parts to the Shiano Sunday. And man, oh man, I've not heard somebody so pissed off in my life. I'm glad that this town has somebody that cared enough to get in there and do what you and Bear in Houston did. I do find it kind of ironic, though, that Bear said, go to Bama and get Pruitt. I mean, who at that time knew, though?
You love to beat your chest about that the past couple of years, buddy. You've been kind of quiet.
I'm owning it. I'm owning it. I didn't have any idea this guy would be a complete and total gum.
I didn't either. I'm being honest. But, you know, Russ, I never fully bought in. Like I said, the extent of my fandom was cautiously optimistic. And plus, I don't like getting, you know, I don't like you reaching around and grabbing the lever of the toilet every time I say anything that's not toeing the line. So, anywho, guys, you know, Russ, we've been talking about, you know, you can't bring yourself to pull against the team or on Saturday, and you actually said you'd be happy if we won Saturday, even though we know what that means. The problem I've got is y'all would agree, Russ, Bear, that they wait till the program is cratered to make a move. And if we were like Texas or Florida, I would never pull against the team because I'd have full confidence that, you know, you fail to win an East or compete for an East within 3 years. They're going to make the move whether we, you know, stomp our feet and throw a hissy fit or not. So that, you know, it's not us. It's if we had people that cared as much as we did, we wouldn't have to help push it along. What do you think about that?
I mean, I've always disagreed with the narrative that we wait till the program is cratered, as you put it. I mean, Coach Fulmer, we fired him a year after he went 9-3 and went to the SEC championship game in 2007.
Yeah.
We fired him midway through the
next
season.
Fulmer.
So
I
hardly think
fair.
The program was cratered at that point. We fired Derek. We only gave Dooley 3 years. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks that's waiting too long. I mean, that wasn't a very long tenure ad. Butch Jones was 9-4, I think, his third and fourth years, and then he failed his fifth year, and we went ahead and blew him out. So I don't agree with the premise of your argument. No, we'll see what happens here. I think if we bring this guy back next year, that would be waiting too long and postponing the inevitable. But historically, I disagree.
Let me argue those real quick. Former, it's relatively speaking, yeah, he cratered it because he won five games 2 years out of his last four, and we were used to winning, you know, 9-10 games a year and being in the hunt for the East in November. So, you relatively speaking, from where we were used to, that was cratered. Dooley, we hadn't lost to Kentucky in 700 years, and he went up there and lost to them. They didn't have a quarterback. That's cratering. Butch Jones brought us the worst season in the history of the 100-year-plus program. That's cratering. You've got a coach here that wants to tackle DBs. You got a coach here that doesn't look like he can care less about being on the sideline. I mean, we got a coach here that's about to give us three wins. That's cratering. I mean, I don't know what it is. You know, your optimism is scary. But that's my point for today,
fact,
guys.
Like, they're not going to fire. So Philip Fulmer has a losing season in 2005. They're not going to fire him because, again, 2004, the previous year, they were in the SEC championship game.
I got no problem with that.
You look at his track record, they're going to give him a chance to turn it around, and he did. He went 9-3, won 10 games, went to the SEC championship in 2007. They gave him another chance. He failed in 2008. They fired him. So, I mean, that's just
– I kind of feel like you guys kind of – like jumped on Coach Fulmer and we're ready to bury him.
We're talking about. Bear's talking about giving him even longer.
I'm talking about Coach Fulmer. I mean, he's a Hall of
Fame. That's who we're talking about.
He'd won a Natty.
That's who we're talking about.
You guys hung that guy out to dry for.
Okay,
you know,
well
he should have gotten at least one more chance.
Well, he's saying that we hung on to him too long.
He's wrong. He's changed.
Okay, well there you go.
Coach, he didn't want to fire. That's the one guy would have given one more year to.
You're arguing with the wrong person. You're arguing with Jamie, not me.
Bear, Russ is on your side. Here's my issue about 05. Anybody that wanted him fired after one 5-win season is, you know, I can't even go there. But everybody knows, you're looking at it from the 10,000-foot view, as you say, Russ, and bring it down. It was pretty obvious he wasn't going to win without Cutcliffe because he couldn't do it whenever he went to, I guess, Ole Miss and came back for those 2 years. And we, you know, we won 9 games. We're in the East 1 year. And then as soon as Cutcliffe takes the other job at Duke, we're back to five wins. So it was pretty, you know, you didn't have to be a rocket surgeon to see that Fulmer was trending in the wrong direction. A guy that's used to winning 9-10 games a year has problems pulling more than five without his offensive coordinator. You don't have to be a genius to see, well, without Tutcliffe, Fulmer's not the same Fulmer.
Jamie, I know you did not call to argue about whether or not we should have fired a coach 15 years ago today.
No.
Like, we'll just agree to disagree there, okay?
Fine. That's fair. The only reason I was bringing up Fulmer is, you know, you were saying we don't wait to a program's cratered. And sure, Fulmer was a lot more successful than Dooley and Butch. But relatively speaking, given where he came from, you know, as an active coach at Tennessee, what he was used to doing to where he was doing the last, you know, 4 years, I didn't have an issue with it. And I know Bear, you know, that's fine. And there's a lot of people that agree with y'all. We weren't recruiting NFL defensive tackles either. And that's what we were used to doing to compete. But that's my point for the day, guys. Y'all, you know, we can agree to disagree. I'm not going to argue with fellow Vol fans. I think that, you know, college football is supposed to unite us, and it's dividing us around here for the last 10 years. So that's just another symptom to hanging on to buffoons. We should be together on Saturday, and we're not. I hope to God the program pulls one out tomorrow. Y'all hang in there.
Thank you. Oh, Jamie said he hopes we pull one out tomorrow.
What he really means is
we win by losing.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I don't know, Jamie.
We had a very interesting visit with Brian Stultz of AuburnWire.com in our number one. He is as he put it, a friend
of Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, and he had some interesting comments on the Freeze situation. Yeah, we'll revisit that. Give you the highlights. When we continue, stay with us. It's The Drive. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
The docket presented by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Visit them online at jrglawtn.com. Penn State football coach James Franklin told a player not to talk to police following a fight with a star linebacker in a 2018 incident that involved punching, choking, and a knife being pulled. This is according to allegations contained in a university report by ESPN. The accusation by now former Nittany Lions defensive back Isaiah Humphreys is contained in a draft report that was part of a 2019 Title IX inquiry into sexual assault allegations in the Penn State locker room. The document sheds new light on the allegations that became public when Humphreys sued the school earlier this year. The report, which does not include conclusions by investigators, contains interviews with dozens of football players, coaches, and staff. Humphreys told investigators that after his fight with Micah Parsons in March of 2018, he met with Franklin in the coach's car outside their football building. The investigator wrote, quote, Mr. Humphreys added that Coach Franklin came and said, don't talk to the police because Micah is his star player and makes money. So if he gets in trouble, he's gone. So, obviously, that's a very explosive allegation. There are more that I won't get into just because of where we're at here, the big loudspeaker and everything. There's some pretty salacious allegations about locker room horseplay bordering on sexual, assault. It was.
This is the same guy that, you know, may or may not have told some of the Vanderbilt players they might want to delete videos off their phones.
And it's the same place where the worst scandal in the history of organized athletics occurred. So
yeah,
just a terrible confluence of events if you're Penn State. And
does he get God over this?
I don't know. So far, everybody is denying this.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
he denied everything at Vanderbilt, but he didn't want to get anywhere near a Bible and swear on it.
Well, there was also a mountain of evidence against him. Those four players are convicted and went to prison. If there's just one guy that says this and he can't prove it, and you could paint him as a disgruntled former player and whatever, then
Franklin's starting to develop a track record. Though, isn't he?
I don't think he get. But if there are other people that come back and say, "Yeah, this stuff happened, it was out of control,"
James Franklin or Hugh Freeze.
Oh, Hugh Freeze. I mean, Hugh Freeze is the better coach anyway. Just like with all
Franklin or Pruitt?
Franklin.
I'd rather lose with this gum. than have James Franklin.
You think Jeremy Pruitt's running a clean program? You've only been here 2.5 years, bro. Give it time. Like I said earlier, look, we've had...
He hadn't been on the docket multiple times.
We've had drug issues here. We've had gun issues here. We started a cornerback in our last game that was arrested for assaulting a police officer. Tim Jordan was arrested with guns.
He got kicked off immediately.
Well, yeah, I would hope so. But I'm just saying, like, we've had violence against women issues. We've had Yes, we have. Daryl Middleton is still on the team, by the way. He was not kicked off immediately. And
that's right.
Who was the Emmett Gooden?
Oh, Emmett Gooden. So, yeah, he broke the candle over that girl's head, didn't he?
Listen, my point is, it's not like we're losing with a guy who's running a clean program.
Let's go ahead and fire him.
You're so wishy-washy, Barry. Come on, man. Like,
I'm not wishy-washy.
You flip-flop more than you got to run for office. These clowns in Washington, you fit right in.
They would hate me up there. I fall on all different sides on different issues. No, they wouldn't be able to pin me down on any one thing.
You're a very nuanced spirit.
No, you never know how I got to hear the argument. I feel some way about some things.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Other ways about others.
You're not very consistent. That is the docket brought to you by the law offices
inconsistent,
of Jerry R. Givens. Folks, you need a lawyer. This is the guy to call if you're going through a divorce, if you're going through a bankruptcy, a DUI, a hard time in life. You need a legal expert on your side to protect you and your interests. Jerry Givens would like that opportunity. He will do a free consultation with you to talk through the particulars of your case and discuss your options. The phone call is free. The advice is free. So what do you have to lose? 865-801-9250 is his phone number. That's 865-801-9250. It's the law offices of Jerry R. Givens, online at jrglawtn.com. The law offices of Jerry R. Givens, legal expertise you can rely on. So earlier we were joined by Brian Stoltz of AuburnWire.com. And we knew, Trey knows him a little bit, and we had talked to him behind the scenes about the Hugh Freeze stuff because Brian knows Hugh Freeze. They've become friendly. They hung out, played golf. They talk regularly. And I didn't think that Brian was going to get into that, and we had talked as a staff
he's
before.
Out there on Front Street.
We talked before we had him on privately amongst ourselves that, hey, you know, we weren't going to talk about his relationship with Hugh Freeze. We were going to ask him about Hugh Freeze, and if he wants to talk about it, he can, but we didn't think he would. So I asked him, Hugh Freeze looming large over both Auburn and Tennessee right now, and he just went right into it. He said, yeah, he's my buddy. Like, so I guess we can talk about it now because he said it. He said, he's my buddy. We talk all the time. First of all, according to Brian, which I'm guessing you're getting this directly from Hugh Freeze.
Freeze himself.
Freeze is allowed to coach in the SEC. He could do that next year if he wants. He's been told that by Greg Sankey. So there's no hurdle there. And second of all, as I don't think this is a huge revelation, but Hugh Freeze wants to coach in the SEC. And he did not say this explicitly, but we have heard this and seen this. You know, Bruce Feldman has hinted at this. Chris Lowe has hinted at this. There's a report on Spur.com, South Carolina website, 247 site this week that said this explicitly. I believe the quote was, Hugh Freeze loves the idea of coaching at Tennessee.
I'm sure he does.
Look, when I said earlier this week the guy wants the job, that wasn't just blowing smoke, talk radio, sports radio blather. The guy wants the job, man. He's campaigning for it.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think he wants an SEC job.
Okay. And he's just tell. I mean, why would he tell Chris Lowe that this is his dream job? Why wouldn't he just say, I'd love to coach in the SEC someday?
I don't know. I mean, you want me to be brutally honest with you? This schmuck says a lot of stuff. He can say he doesn't get an SEC job.
I could see that. I could see him.
I find him to be very disingenuous. In fact, that's where a lot of my hesitancy about him coming here is. I just don't find him to be very genuine.
I say that's what we need. I'm tired of genuine coaches. I want somebody that I don't care about any of that, Bear. I, I'm not going to try and play that takeout.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep it simple here. I just want to win.
All right.
I just want to win. Hugh Freeze would win, has won in this league. He's beaten Alabama twice. You know his track record. I think he would win here, and I want to win. Our guy isn't winning. I don't think he's going to win. Hugh Freeze has won. I think he will win again. I want him coaching our football team, period. That's it. I don't need to make a big argument about the moralize about it. We all know the baggage he brings. We all know the track record. We all know
it's
the risk associated with it.
It's
I don't care. I've considered it, and I do not care. I want him to coach our team, man. Quick timeout. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this.
The Drive.
Back here on the Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. All right, we're taking that angle cooler away. If you folks got registered, we'll give that thing away here later. We'll be in contact with you when. And you got to go and find out all the people registered. I don't even know how they do that. It's a computer or something.
I read a story during the break. It's blowing my mind, Russ.
Yeah?
Yeah. They have found and are in the process of deporting an honest-to-God Nazi SS guard from one of the camps in Memphis.
How old is he?
I don't know. I mean, that was 75 years ago.
I thought we were done with that.
So even if he was, like, let's say 18.
He's got to be 90.
Right? He'd have to be in his mid-90s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, those
send
guys
him back over there. Hook him up to car battery.
Oh, God. All those guys were they kept popping up for years. It wasn't
they should have done
the
what they did in that in my favorite movie.
What's that? The one about
Inglourious Bastards, yeah.
Oh, that. Have you seen the one about who was the guy they found in Argentina and Mossad went in there and
Mingala?
Got him?
No,
Mingala,
they found his grave.
But Eichmann.
Adolf Eichmann.
They found him down there. And
Sacha Baron
him.
Cohen's got a movie where I'm planning on watching this weekend. It's really good. You know, a lot of those people from the Mossad had a lot of issues later on.
Yeah, I mean, they did pretty traumatic and
hunting monsters
and illegal
down.
Work.
You say illegal. Kind of feel like it was legal. You know?
It certainly wasn't legal. But, I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad thing.
You say tomato, I say tomato. But I really think that it would have been a lot better. These guys couldn't have slunk back in into society had they just, you know, carve a swastika on their foreheads. Like Aldo Ray. What was his name in the movie? Lieutenant Aldo Ray?
I like what they did in real life better. They bring the guy, try him in front of a jury of his peers, and throw him in jail for the rest of his life. Probably, you know, call me crazy, huh?
I bet the Rule first thing you're going to want to do is take off that pretty Nazi uniform, aren't you?
All right, let's get Sean in here and be our final caller of the evening. Hello, Sean.
How the heck am I supposed to follow that?
Yeah, you know, a little World War II history for you, Sean.
Yeah. Last time I checked, the point spread was like 10.5. I wouldn't touch this game. I don't know, man. Both teams really are Jekyll and Hyde to a degree with Auburn. I keep thinking about last time we went down there and we won a game that we shouldn't have. And, I mean, we dominated on defense. You know, Pruitt was standing there on the sidelines calling out the plays that Auburn was going to run to his defense. You know, he knows the team like the back of his hand, being playing them so many times. It's like, there's a fighting chance? Maybe?
Yeah, I kind of feel better about our chances as the week has worn on. I'm not picking Tennessee. I made my pick, 31-17 Auburn. But at the beginning of the week, I kind of thought we might get blown away. And I don't see that happening, but we'll see. Stranger things have happened.
100% agreed. Quarterback play, of course, we know is going to be big. If we can get a running game going, that'd be nice too. So we'll see what happens. And then how about my Finns? Tua.
Little Tua, man, he's looking good. Got your coach, got your quarterback. Dolphins, not so crummy anymore. Funny how that works.
We definitely have a coach finally, so I'm looking forward to that game Sunday. And then Bear, that movie you were talking about, I believe is on Netflix. It's Sacha Baron Cohen. I believe it's called The Spy, and it was an extremely good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks, Sean. Anything else, my man?
No, man, sorry I couldn't make it out there today. I had physical therapy for my first time. The arm's starting to do better, so.
Well, that's good to hear, buddy. Take care. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody. Good to see Marcus. Caller, hadn't seen him.
He didn't
like
time.
Us anymore. Yeah, he came by and picked up some terrapin. And we appreciate everybody who came by and saw us this afternoon. Big thanks to Terrapin Beer Company for their sponsorship of today's show. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who came out to see us today here at Food City. We've had a blast. Folks, show some love to a great fan-run sponsor. If you didn't come by, come by tomorrow sometime during the day, Food City. They've got Terrapin Beer. Go to terrapinbeer.com to find the Terrapin Beer near you. I know Hops and Hollers has it, too. It's all over the place. So you can stock up and let them know you're buying Terrapin because you heard us talking about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Don't forget, give us your score prediction on facebook.com/thedrivewithrussellsmith. This is Crown Cleaners Crab Pick of the Week. Bear, what's your score prediction?
I'm going to go with 41-14 Auburn.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a bloodletting.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, guys.
Voluntary reaction as soon as it's over right here on Fan Run Radio.
You.
VR will be presented by Terrapin Beer Company. Big thanks to Drew Nicholson for all his hard work back in studio. We're going to take a quick 72-hour or so timeout here. We'll be back
Monday
afternoon here on Fan Run Radio. Y'all be good. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
The Drive.